My father was very well known in journalism, broadcast journalism, because he was the anchor man in the D.C. area when I was growing up. And then he later went to work at ABC News and became the first African-American to regularly host a nightly, you know, news broadcast. So his name was very well known, and that can be a little intimidating when you're thinking about going into that sort of field. He cast a long shadow.
Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm originally from Central Virginia, born in Richmond. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a few years as a toddler until my parents got divorced. But I was always drawn back to Washington, D.C., which I always felt a connection to, and lived there for a good long time. I've also spent a couple of years in Fargo, North Dakota, and Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Can you talk about your previous journalism work?
When I was in Richmond, Virginia, before I ended up moving back to the D.C. area, I was working at a public radio station, and I was basically working nights, basically a board operator. And I would just, you know, run the taped shows with doing like a little announcement for news and weather and things like that. And it was a taste of something my father originally started also in radio. And he went by, his radio name was Mark Cabot, and that's my full name is Mark Cabot Robinson. So in a way, I'm named after him just differently. He's Max Robinson. I'm Mark Robinson. When I was a little kid, I said I wanted to be Clark Kent so that I could be both a reporter and a superhero, because I thought, well, that's the best of both worlds. I basically sort of backed into it because when I was in Fargo, I started doing editorial cartoons. And then when I came back to the D.C. area, I submitted for a job with the Montgomery County Sentinel in Rockville, Maryland.
So you draw?
I do draw. I'm a cartoonist. I have been ever since I was very little. I love comic books. I love cartoons, animation, anime, manga. I'm a big fan of Charles Schulz's Peanuts comic strip. And I basically have a lot of trivia knowledge about all things comics. And in addition, I also love, you know, to listen to theme songs and movie soundtracks.
And what inspired you to come here?
I was looking for a change of pace, looking for an adventure. I came late to journalism, but I just felt like I wanted to do more, especially in terms of print journalism. So I just started looking, and I saw an advertisement for the Wrangell Sentinel. They were looking for someone to, you know, come in as a reporter, and I went ahead and applied.
What does your day look like at the Sentinel here in Wrangell?
I get to work and I start looking for things to report on that are happening in town, whether it's related to education, the school board, finding out about what games are going to be played, usually during the weekend, finding feature stories.
Would you say journalism is just a work of service?
I definitely would. I think that it's not about me. It's about the story. It's about the person who's trying to do this thing or that. So I just want to let people know about it and not get in the way of it.
Do you have a memorable moment so far that you've experienced here?
I had taken photos at the Christmas boat parade, and the picture that got in was one that I felt both lucky and blessed to have gotten, of it exploding over a trawler just as it was passing through. And I had a resident stop by the office to pat me on the back, you know, congratulate me on the photo. She thought it was well done, and she just wanted to let me know that. And I was just very struck by that.
What is a story that you have worked on that you're proud of?
Ooh, that's a good question. Story I've worked on that I was proud of. I was proud of being able to report on my first election, which would have been back in 2008, you know, you had local elections, and I was just trying to keep everything straight about what was happening. In terms of things here, I liked being able to tell Siler Webster, that's the fourth grader who had the Pokemon collection, I liked being able to talk about that, because I'm not a Pokemon collector, but I like anime and I like being able to tell a little bit of the history of Pokemon, because it's actually gotten that old now where it's like, you know, it started in 96 and here we are in 2024. So it's almost, what, it's about 30 years old now.
I imagine you are a people person.
In some ways, yes. I'm something of an introvert, and I was very shy as a kid, but there's a part of me that's kind of like a performer. Another one of the jobs I once did in a variety of different things, I've worked in bookstores, but I also used to do a lot of storytelling, especially for young children. And when I was working at Borders Books and Music, which went out of business about 15 years ago, they had a children's section, and I used to do story time like every Thursday. And I would have, like, you know, a packed audience of getting young kids to clap and cheer or, you know, sing songs with me.
Anything else you'd like to add?
If whoever works the movie theme songs at KSDK ever needs, like, a hand, I'm open to, like, helping out, because I have, like, a whole collection of just the most esoteric, you know, theme songs. People don't even, like, that's still around or, you know, things like that. So that's one thing, and would like to maybe write like a great mystery novel one of these days.